there were Tropos radios in New Orleans last year that survived Hurricane Katrina until the power went out. Once the power came back on, the network started operating again.
This is PodTech News for Friday, August 18th. I'm Catherine Girardeau.
I am Ellen Kirk, and I am Vice President of Marketing at Tropos Networks.
Tropos Networks provides equipment to power citywide Wi-Fi systems, including Mountain View's Google Wi-Fi network. Tropos developed what it calls mesh technology to power metro Wi-Fi systems inexpensively. In our interview at Tropos headquarters in Sunnyvale, I asked Ellen Kirk to explain the difference between a hotspot and a citywide Wi-Fi system.
One of the differences between a metro scale deployment and just a hotspot is a hotspot has wireless in the local area, but it has a hardwired connection back to the internet at every hotspot. If you put hardwire connectivity to the internet at every one of the radios in a metro scale deployment, it would be cost prohibitive. So what the mesh technology does is provide a hardwired connection to the back to the internet, or a solid connection back to the internet, at selected places throughout the metro area. And then the routers all either talk to each other or talk to, that's called a gateway. They talk to the gateway so that it reduces what's called the backhaul costs of actually getting back to the internet. That's what a mesh does, is it allows the radios to have an indirect path back to the internet, and it saves a lot of cost on the backhaul. About 380 Tropos radios are currently hanging from light poles in Mountain View.
What happens, you know, with wind and that kind of thing? Are they affected at all?
They are tested to, I think it's 165 miles an hour and minus 40 degrees or something, and there were Tropos radios in New Orleans last year that survived Hurricane Katrina. They all continued to work except for the one radio that was on a street light where the street light fell over, and so the radio kind of bounced and it stopped working. But once they could actually rescue it, and it eventually started working as well. So the radios worked in New Orleans until the power went out. Once the power came back on, the network started operating again. So they are severely weather resistant.
That was a pretty amazing test. Unintended test.
Absolutely. It was a test that you would never schedule, but we can now say yes, they can survive a class 4 hurricane.
So did the emergency workers and so on, they must have been using the wireless network provided by Tropos.
The emergency personnel and the city personnel in New Orleans were using the Tropos network because it was the last network to go down, and it was operating surveillance cameras at the time that the hurricane hit, and it was the first network to go back online. And since what the network provides is a fat data pipe, they used it not only for surveillance cameras, but they used it for internet connectivity. They used it for communications.
So tell me a little bit more about the Mountain View network and Tropos' relationship with Google.
Google is providing the service to the citizens of Mountain View using the Tropos technology, again, as a fat wireless pipe.
And Google is essentially managing the speed and directing the traffic for the network. So, for example, if a majority of users of the Wi-Fi network start wanting to download or upload broadband video, how does that affect this network? Or does that have anything to do with what the hardware that you provided, the hardware and the software?
We have gateways. There are gateways in the mesh, which is the connection point back to the internet. So that's what we call capacity injection. If everyone in Mountain View suddenly decided that they needed to be downloading videos, Google has capped the speed of symmetrical up and down, so you can upload videos as well, at 1 megabit per second. If everyone started wanting to do that in the same general area at the same time, Google has actually said that they would add capacity to support the additional usage. But in any event, people will be limited to 1 megabit per second uplink and downlink. 1 megabit per second up and down is about DSL speed. It's Google says it's a little bit slower. It's definitely the fastest wireless broadband around. It's much faster than either the Verizon DO offering or the Singular HSDPA offering by a factor of probably 5 at least.
And it's much cheaper than wiring an area of the same size.
Much less expensive because you don't have to basically dig up streets.
What approximately did the network cost?
The Google network cost about $1 million, and that's for the 11.5 square miles of Mountain View, and I think that about 90% of Mountain View is covered now using the 380 Tropos radios.
What happens to the network if one or more radios goes down for any reason?
The beauty of the mesh is if a radio goes down, the software automatically routes traffic around the node that has gone down. So from a user's perspective, they wouldn't know that anything had happened to the network. There's always a path back to the internet, or what we call a path back to the wire. It just goes through a different router. If the router that's close to a user goes down and they're not close enough to another router, then they would need to move. But in general, that's a property of mesh, is that it is self-healing. So if a router goes down, the mesh heals itself around it.
And what were the biggest challenges in putting up the mesh network in Mountain View?
The challenges in Mountain View are the challenges of radio. So this is a radio network. It is an RF, or which is radio waves. RF is non-deterministic. It's not like I want to get a signal from point A to point B, so I know that it will get there. There's interference. There are trees. There are houses. There are all types of topography challenges that you need to tune the network so that you can get the signal where you need it and where people will use it. The city provided us with access to the streetlights and the what we call the vertical assets that were necessary to hang the radios. And that was an agreement that was struck between Google and the city, so we could pretty much decide where we wanted to try to hang radios and then see what kind of performance we got out of the network. One of the interesting stories of the Mountain View network is that we discovered, as we were beginning to roll out the network, that there was a ham radio operator who was legitimately operating not far from Mountain View and was essentially blasting signal into Mountain View and was creating a very, very significant interference source on every channel. A channel plan would not operate around this. We still have the problem. The good news is that this caused us to develop some noise mitigation techniques in the software, which are useful not only in Mountain View, but in every other deployment where we are putting equipment.
And how scalable is your model, the mesh model? I mean, it seems like because it's cheap, because you can hang it from existing structures, it seems like it would be obvious for like the developing world.
Our technology is essentially infinitely scalable. The overhead that the routing protocol produces never changes as a function of the size of the network. So it's about 5% of the overhead, and that doesn't matter how large the network is. It's still about 5% of the overhead. So you can scale to as large a network as you need, as you want.
Are you working with Google on the San Francisco project?
We are. We are partnered with Google, and Earthlink is Google's partner for San Francisco, and they have been awarded that business, and they are currently in negotiations with the city of San Francisco. Once those negotiations are concluded, then we will begin hanging radios in San Francisco.
given San Francisco city politics. We'll see when that is, but hopefully soon.
Yeah, it'll be 2000.
I talked with Ellen Kirk, Vice President of Marketing for Tropos Networks, on Wednesday at her office in Sunnyvale. This is PodTech News.
Well, Ellen, thank you so much for joining me on PodTech News.
Thank you. My pleasure.